You said to press, hello, hi, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish Unceded Territory. This is The Madison Show. All right, welcome to The Madison Show. This is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ MC LMNOP RSVP DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence, aka J Scum, J Walk. And we're tonight without our absent Ali Ghazani. From the back alley, tonight's guests are The Long War. Let's bring this down a little bit. This is our guests tonight are The Long War with soulful songwriting, folk rock, and haunting harmonies. 12-year-old songwriter Kiki Cassidy Waring on auto harp, songstress with songs about tough, messy feelings. Tonight we have with us some video production crews to capture the moment as well. So big shout out and welcome to Kirsten Tennert, Joanna Gaskell of Woodbox Films, and George Maldonado, who is here capturing the moments as well from Skyline Pictures on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaties or surrender. So we would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Hello, DJ Ray. I see that you're joining us for the evening. How are you? This is DJ Ray. He's in the studio with us. He's got the next show, but we're all just so excited about these bands. So we've got a prescription, which is like our theme, and it's just a suggestion. We suggest that everybody take something to ponder or actually meditate on a subject instead of a nothingness. This one is keep fighting the good fight to stay humble. Well, we do have the Long War in here tonight, so we thought you're fighting for something, right? So I'm struggling to stay humble. Sometimes people like the Trump, like, you know, Donald Trump or Christy Clark and even Justin Trudeau, they can really make me feel self-righteous personally, you know? So people who kick dogs, they make me feel like kicking their ass, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like it when influencers are being cruel and mean. They challenge my temper. So please help me be patient and compassionate and give me wisdom to react in a dignified manner, for this is a struggle which I wish to keep fighting, the struggle within to be a better person. With the passing of time and with some help, I will try to endure and persevere through the long war. Amen. You're listening to, well, you were just listening to True Story by Timaya.
How true is it?
Well, tell us all about it there, big guy. Tonight's next guest is Kiki. She's been on the show a couple years ago as Kiela Thornton Trump, and she's grown and she's looking wonderful. She's another foot high, it looks like. So she is a local BC actor, dancer, songwriter, and singer, Kiela Thornton Trump, otherwise known as Kiki. She wrote her first three songs when she was just 9 years old. She lives with her family, plays guitar and keyboard and strings. She attended school to study acting for 2 years, performed as a main character in 7 theater plays, was nominated in 1 for Best Supporting Actor, done some commercials and a short film. So get this, she also holds a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. Don't mess with Kiki. You know what? I think I can welcome visitors. I'm actually going to try and swing this over here and just continue on so that I can be like more intimate and like, you know, conversational as it should be, right? Okay, because I don't want to get my ass kicked in Taekwondo. She's also a first level certified indoor skydiver. Her favorite expression is, as it was before she was here, what could possibly go wrong? that gets you a long way because perseverance, right? In her spare time, she loves gymnastics, dancing, and hanging out with her friends and her dog, Abby, and her cat, Greywing. So I'm going to play a song. Let's see. We're going to hear from the single, I'm Not a Bad Girl. Yeah, I've got it all queued up, Lack, right? We'll be right back with our guest, Kiki, Cassidy, Waring, and The Long War. Wait, we got to start that. Just don't wanna play the game. Don't wanna have to tell you what you wanna hear. I'm not a bad girl. I'm not trying to make you mad. But when I'm on, it seems it always gets blamed. Everybody wants to hear pretty little lies that make them feel good. They don't wanna have to deal with the truth, cause it just might. That's okay. We like rock and roll. Okay, we are back on the Madison Show with Kiki. And that was her song, I'm Not a Bad Girl. So,
very well done.
On March 12th, Kiki will be with a full band at the Red Room Ultra Bar. Kiki will be the youngest performer at 12 years old to play at the Landmark Events Showcase Festival. So that's pretty exciting. How do you feel about, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so the thing I'm most excited for is like the adrenaline rush that's going to be on stage. Like, I just lay awake, like, waiting for that moment.
Yeah, you sound like you're going to live it.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this brings us right into the subject of your poem about walking through your dreams and with complete consciousness. Right. And you're still dreaming. But you're walking through it. Do you imagine your dreams ever being like on stage in front of people and you're performing with passion and like?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. It's like,
are you Yeah, go
it's
ahead.
It's like, it feels like the real thing. It's just like amazing.
Come a little closer here. We got to really hear you. Okay, well, you know, we were talking, it used to be one of my sports, as my favorite sports as a child, to walk through my dreams and make things happen. If you suddenly realize you're in a dream, to like start, like go and grab the mic off the stage and like do something, right?
Yeah, because like once you figure you're dreaming, it's just like that, like, aha moment, I'm dreaming.
Is this your poem here?
No.
Do you have it in your head,
or yes,
how do
I
we do.
Do
this?
Yes, I do. I have it.
Okay.
In my head.
So, do we want some background music?
Sure.
Oh wait, are you going to be singing this one? No, you're not singing this one. Okay, so we'll wait. We'll keep that one in the background. She's going to sing this in a minute. For now, we're going to hear your poem.
Yeah.
Okay, so no one can. I was asking Kiki, how did you learn this word? And she said that it was in a book of dreams. How do you say the word?
Oneironaut.
Okay, Onir. Say it again.
Oneironaut, like Oneironaut. An astronaut, but Onir means dreams.
Traveler of dreams.
Right. It like literally means dream navigator, which is I find really cool.
Go ahead with the poem.
Okay. Uncharted terrains, the next frontier, off the grid, far yet near. You go here every night, yet only traces left behind. New yet familiar, this place is in your mind. Wisps of knowledge and blurry photographs, will you try to recall these clues from the past? Everything was possible, yet nothing was real. Few things made sense, and now secrets are sealed. They say if you close your eyes, all will disappear, but what you're really doing is opening the next frontier. Welcome to the dream world, which I am to navigate. I will untie the knots and stay true to my fate. I'll continue exploration and give it all I got. I'm a dream navigator. Call me Oneironaut.
Yay!
Very nice.
Wow. It sounds like fun, you know? It's good, like,
yeah,
walking
it
through the dreams. Okay, so, you know, your dad's got this song. Did you want to mention a couple of these things? Besides the concert coming up, landmark event on...
March the 12th.
March 12th, that's right. Did you want to talk about any of the bullet point stuff that we got?
Right, sure. So the last time I was on the show, I was 10. I'm now 12, so that's been 2.5 years since I've been on this show. And then I've written 3 songs that I sung on the station. And I've also performed in... quite a few theater plays, and on social media, on Twitter, I've got 190,000 followers, and on Facebook, 150. And on a music site called Reverb Nation, there's about 5 million artists there and about 15 million songs on site. Currently, in the category of singer and songwriters for girls, I'm number 1 for Vancouver, number 1 for Canada, number 2 globally, and number 22 globally for, like, all categories. And on SoundCloud, over 95,000 song plays. And also, when I grow up, you probably guessed it, but I want to be a professional entertainer.
And I never would have guessed.
Yeah. And also, my dream is to live in Los Angeles and go to Las Vegas, like, every single weekend, because that's, like... my favorite place ever.
It's so glittery and pretty.
Right. And in my free time, I love shopping and acting and singing, obviously. I like to work on my conditioning, and like I love adrenaline rushes. So like amusement parks and things like that. Like when I went to Las Vegas, I bungee jumped off a 900-foot tower. That was fun. So, yeah, I was contacted through social media, and I've been asked to come down to a studio office and develop skills for an album.
It's like I couldn't keep up with it all. So, question is how does anyone at your age get 200,000 followers on Twitter? I got to get a hold of your marketer.
You just have to be really committed, because like when a couple of people find your account, then they'll keep spreading and spreading, and they'll tell their friends and they'll tell their friends. So you just have to be committed in order to get those people to look at your account.
Okay, so my question is... Oh, we've got that song still playing in the background. I don't know how that happens, but does your dad? Your dad has a song queued up for you to sing to.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to try and see if we can bring that up?
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
Okay. Are we ready? It's coming up. Is it broadcasting through there? What's the name of the song, Kiki?
You Live in Me.
Okay. And it's going on your computer there? Okay. So we're going to actually take a break for a commercial, and we'll be right back because guess what? We actually do have to do these things once in a while.
Of course.
Of course, maybe right?
Every 20 minutes.
Okay. Let's see. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
We're back on the Madison Show. So, you know, we were trying to set up a song for Kiki to sing to. So this is You Live in Me by Kiki.
I followed you. I let you lead. You were so sure, and I believed. You spoke of love. You touched my soul. You gave me hope. You made me whole. You live in me. Your spirit's bright. I can't.
Thank you.
Kiki, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we are going to take another break, and we're going to come back with Cassidy Waring. Do you want to say goodnight to anybody special, big shout-outs?
Not in particular.
Okay. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Thanks, Jason.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dakin.
We'll be back.
Some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right, welcome back to The Medicine Show. And we are making a switch over to our next guest. So in the meantime, we were going to... Yes, we are actually. So this is The Spirit Song by Sarah Tone. And this is The Medicine Show. We'll be right back.
Spirit, come move through. I love the way you do when you do, and the spirit come move through. I love the way you do when you do, and the spirit come move through. Come move through. Thank you. let's communicate openly and honestly and lovingly and willingly. And this is a love revolution, you know, because spirit is our number one. Spirit is our number one.
Wow, man, that was Serotonin. I love Serotonin. And her song was called Spirit Song. Very nice. Okay, so we have in the studio now, we're introducing our next guest, Cassidy Waring.
Hi.
Hi, Cassidy. You know, let's go over here for a bit more of a social conversation.
Sounds good.
So... Cassidy Waring is an Alberta-raised songwriter who now calls Vancouver home. She performs with her electric auto harp with, was it delay or reverb or something?
There's some reverb on there.
It sounds nice. And an impulse purchase that was love at first strum. So her words fuel her folky music. The intimacy of her lyrics and her heartfelt performance are what draw people in. She writes about the tough, messy things. This is Cassidy Waring. How you doing?
I'm great.
Excellent, excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's get you right close to that microphone so that
Perfect.
We can hear you nice and warm.
There we go.
Yeah. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
Good. It's a great night, yeah. So... What song do you want to start with first?
Okay. I'm going to start with a song called Worse for Wear.
Good. Then we'll hear what all the hype's about.
Yeah, there we go.
Worse for Wear.
I feel like it's a pretty self-explanatory song, but...
I understand. Sometimes I feel like that. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's in our blood? Oh, we love to spill our own. What's in our sad little eyes? We'll say anything to not wake up alone. But it's dark where I am. I can't bring myself to care anymore. Yeah, it's dark where I am. I can't bring myself to care anymore. The rays through the window, I'm squinting to bear. 20 missed calls, I'll call back, I swear. But I'd say anything to wake up with you there. So don't listen to me, I'm a little worse for wear. I've been keeping this insanity warm in case I should need it, and I've been keeping these vampires neath my floor in case you should hear them, but they're starting to stare and I can't hide my skeletons there.
Yeah, they're starting to stare, and I can't hide my skeletons there. The rain through the window, I'm squinting to bear. 20 missed calls, I'll call back, I swear. But I'd say anything to wake up with you there. So don't listen to me, I'm a little worse for wear. Well, I ain't missing home, but I sure do miss the hell out of you. Been dressing old habits and slurring, I'm fine, but you know that it just ain't true. And I'm all out of patience with the war that is me and you. Yeah, I'm all out of patience with me and you. The rays through the window, I'm squinting to bear. 20 missed calls, I'll call back, I swear. But it's dark where I am, and I can't bring myself to care. And I can't help but notice they're starting to stare. And I miss you like something that I can't compare. And I'd say anything to wake up with you there. So don't listen to me, I'm a little
Wow, Cassidy Waring, thank you. Thank you. You know, and now I'm realizing I heard it on recording, but being right next to it is just like it's warming. Thank you. Can we just do another one right away?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm just enjoying this. I do want to ask you about a few things here, but
yeah, no,
so beautiful.
I am entranced a little bit, and so I never thought that, you know, I've known a lot of people who own auto harps actually over the days, but they were just posers. This is the real thing. Sorry.
Okay.
No more patronizing. I'm sorry.
This one is called Pearly Whites.
Cool. I love pearly yellows.
Something scratching and biting the bars of my rib cage. I feel it when I'm alone. Call me crazy, but I swear I can hear it growling my name. It knows the places I go. I'm keeping it underground, but I'm starting to sweat. I'm keeping it down, but I know how loud I can get. Oh, in the dead of night, can't see my coming in again. I'm turning into something I don't like. Something's crawling around in my veins, turning blood to gasoline. Now I'm waiting to set my myself on fire till I'm less human and more machine. Well, I thought I stopped looking sideways some time ago, but the view laying down, it still feels like home. And the space that I found here, I've outgrown. Oh, in the dead night, can't see my pearly whites, but I can feel them coming in again. I'm turning into something I don't like. I'm turning into something I don't like. Something I don't like. I'm turning into something I don't like. I'm turning into something I don't like.
Bravo. Woo.
Very good. Cassidy Waring. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show with more live music and healing energy and hopefully a little bit of stimulating conversation.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
There was something on the computer that said CITR loves you, and I was like, oh, let's play that. Until I realized there's a, was it like an hour and 78 minutes or something crazy?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's a documentary. Okay, so let's, I wanted to mention Cassidy Waring is going to be at Lanaluz on the February 19th with The Long War, who is coming up next in a few minutes.
Woo!
How, nice. How come you're like, you know everybody that I know except we never met?
I know, that's how it seems.
You know, it's so funny because I was saying that the Chicken Like Birds, for example.
Oh yeah, they were my roommates, and we're going on tour together in March.
You know, and I looked, I saw it on Facebook, and I'm going, "That's the Chicken Like Birds. That's your band."
Yeah.
I mean, lucky you.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Okay, so when they first came on, okay, you got Ari and
Jasmine.
Jasmine did not play the stand-up bass when they came back. She was playing a stand-up bass. And she goes, yeah. I just learned. I'm like, no
I know.
Way,
it's
right?
It's not fair.
I know. I play bass my whole life. I cannot make those things sound good. I said, where's the frets on this thing?
She made a decision when I was living with her, and she's like, I've decided I'm going to play the stand-up bass. She went out and rented one, and then within a couple days, she's like, look what I can do. And it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're playing with them. You also did some recording with Brian O'Brien. Is that true?
We are going to do some recording. We've been working together.
You've been singing together.
We have been singing together. Yeah, we have.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear that because Brian himself has been on the show.
He has, yep.
See, this is funny. It took so long to get you on here.
I know. Okay. And then I ask all my friends, I'm like, have you guys done The Medicine Show? And they're like, oh, yeah. And Michael Averill.
Yes, that's
as well.
Right.
So like, I felt like every one of my close friends I asked was like, oh yeah, I've done it. And I was like, how
why have
we
not
met? But here we are. So.
Okay. Well, so Cassidy Waring can be found online at presskit.to. Like that's like .com. So it's called TO, like Toronto. So presskit.to/Cassidy Waring.
That's it. That's
and spelled
right
just like it should with two S's, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. What other song do you want to do?
All right. I'm going to do a song called Leaving.
No. Then you have to go. You can stick around for the long war, though.
I sure will.
Wait, one thing is, any virtues you think should be strengthened in the community or within yourself?
Oh, yes. One that I'm kind of constantly working on is honesty. You know, especially these days, we live in a world of like filters and Facebook statuses, and I don't know. I try to bring it out in music as much as I can. I think of something and I'm like, oh, this really doesn't paint me in a very good light. And I'm like, no, that's why I should share it.
Exactly.
You know, because we all have those sides.
And that's the best part of music writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so cathartic to actually say it when you've been thinking it and feeling it. But you know, who can you tell this to, right?
Yeah. At least for, you know, for understanding what you're feeling, or to even just pinpoint it. Maybe not understand it, but just to figure out what that is.
Well, you know, practicing honesty is comes with time. People used to say, I'd be driving across town, they say, where are you? I'd say, I'm at 12th and Canby. They'd say, liar, you're over at East Side. I was taking so long.
Yeah, where's the line for white lies?
Yeah. Or, okay, so here's one that you can start with. When the person, you go in the supermarket, and the person is, hello, how are you? You don't automatically have to say, I'm good, how are you? You can actually say, you can smile, have some dignity, don't bring them down with a big sob story. Oh, let me tell you my life's problem. You can just say, you don't want to know, don't ask. You know, I hope you have a great day, though, right? Something like that.
Yeah,
smile.
Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah.
So, and then you start to be conscious of everything you say that comes out of your mouth, and you can actually talk to yourself a bit. It comes easier and easier. And God knows we still have those challenges with, you know, especially with all the.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let the music do the talking so you don't have to filter yourself.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, leaving, right?
Leaving, yeah.
Great stuff.
Smoke stains hid by picture frames in a bed with my name. Dark doors and dented floors and bones of the same. If I believed in God, could I pray away the pain in that old wood? If I believed in ghosts, would you haunt me crazy like you swore you? When I think of home, I think of grieving. Leave it to the dead to teach you leaving. When I think of love, I think of begging and pleading. But I believe in time and he ain't a bargaining man. Frozen tight. Well, I hope those bad dreams feel safe at night. If I believed in hell, would you save me a seat at the bar and order us around on me? I know the devil and he don't wear red, but he sure pours a mighty fine whiskey, don't you think? When I think of home, I think of grieving. Leave it to the dead to teach you leaving. When I think of love, I think of begging and pleading. But I believe in time, and he ain't a bargaining man. If I believed in God, if I believed in ghosts, if I believed in hell, if I believed, if I believed in God, if I believed in ghosts, if I believed in hell, if I believed, if I believed, if I believed, if I believed. When I think of home, I think of grieving. Leave it to the dead to teach you leaving. When I think of love, I think of begging and pleading. But I believe in time, and he ain't a bargaining.
Thank you, Cassie Waring. Long War should start making their way into the studio.
Paging.
Paging the Long War. Catch Cassie Waring at Lanelouge on February 19th with the Long War, if you will, if you'd like, if you want to, if you want to hear more of this.
Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. We're going to take a break and have the... We're going to have the Long War in the room within minutes, I swear. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. For right now, you're going to hear a band called Electric Mountain, which was a bunch of 15-year-olds who came here and played and wrote this song as a high school project, produced it as a high school project, and wow. Now you can't even find them anymore, but they were really cool. Here
what?
They are, Electric Mountain Winter Solstice.
Thank you.
hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard, Tommy! Ugh. I hate him! I hate
okay,
him!
Well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We do have now the next musical act. The Long War is in the house. So they are featuring, The Long War is featuring Jarrett Lee, Neil Williamson, Carson Weber, Chad Gilmer, except for who's missing tonight?
Neil's missing tonight, actually.
Okay, well, we're sorry to hear that Neil could not make it in the studio tonight.
Big shout out to him.
Yeah, we miss him.
The Long War is an indie band featuring with haunting harmonies and soulful songwriting. Sorry, performing out of Vancouver, their music is rooted in Canadiana, drawing influences from folk, rock, and hints of country. Focused on melodying their voices, The Long War has created a sound that is tangible and beautiful. Tangible?
Tangerine.
Oh. Tangerine.
Tangerineable.
Absolutely. It sounds flavorful. Now, what I want you two to do is just swing the mic back and forth when you want to say hi. So say hi, Chad.
Hello there.
I want to be able to hear you guys. So go right in the mic and say hello again.
Hello there.
You know, it was funny because I was just telling Chad, good things do come from peering through windows.
Just having a peek. See what's going on.
I heard this music in a place where there was music being played, and I just had to see what's going on in there. And it was The Long War. That's how this started, even though, as Cassidy and I were talking about, we end up knowing everybody's friends anyway.
It's a small world, small town.
Small town. It's too small for the two of us. Stand and draw. Okay, so after all that, I'm going to swing this mic over and let The Long War play a song. What song do you guys want to start with?
We'll be opening with a tune called February, fitting for the month we're currently residing in. Is it February?
It's February. Huh.
Okay. Go ahead with The Long War!
Gonna tear down my house 1st of June. Shut me out for something new. February's cold, days go by.
so slow and out of time. Ooh, why do I always feel so run down this time of year? Thinking about home, I miss the ocean. Oh, dying alone, there's no way of going. I can't tell what love proves. You find someone else, but I'll never replace you. Oh, why do I always feel so run down this time of year? In the darkest night, in the face of fear, sky, you are near. Thought about giving up, thought about starting over. Oh, maybe I'll rent a truck and move to Vancouver. So run down this time of year. Why do I always feel so run down this time of year?
Actually, you know, we don't need to. We could just keep on singing and jamming like it's a kitchen or something. How about another one right away? Okay, first of all, you know, I'm trying to navigate a few things. What was the name of that last one?
That one was called February.
That's what I thought you said, and I just didn't have time to write it down. And then all of a sudden, I'm like looking. So February, what's the next one going to be called?
What do we got? What do we got next, sir?
This is a tune called Stone's Throw.
Perfect. I hope you don't mind. I'm just sort of in being kind of indulgent here. Let's just keep rolling.
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. Stone's Throw, right? Now I got to write it down. See? Oh, wow, man. Stone's Throw, is it?
Stone's Throw it is.
And the name of the band.
They know who they are.
I know.
Last I checked.
Storms thrown to the gutter. gutter. Stones thrown to the sea. Stories told by your mother. Lies won't keep them clean. Keep them clean.
Thanks, The Long War.
No problem.
From the gutter to the sea, I thank ye. Wow, nice harmonies, I must say. And so what I'm going to ask you guys to do is lift your microphones so you can talk just for a second there and swing them around for whoever wants to talk. There you go. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're on the spot.
Nice.
Yeah. So I saw you guys first play at the Zula.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Let's give you more volume than that. Let's see. You're on two. Go ahead. Go ahead, line two.
Okay. Yeah, that was a great show.
Pull it right down in front of your face.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Can you describe this place? Because I thought it was like a magical wonderland. I'd been behind someone's backyard or something.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. But it was like a half-refurbished house that was like set up with all kinds of magical Christmas lights. It was just like, it was a gorgeous place to play in. It was like, it almost seemed like sacred, like ground that you were treading on when we walked in. It was we had to like watch our step and it was very, very interesting.
Well,
and such a great show. There was standing.
Let's describe watching your step. It was so packed and a lot of people were sitting down for such a, you know, an intimate performance that you literally had to step over people to get around the room.
Yeah.
So.
Typical.
Yeah, and chauffeur. So I want to. Are you the bass player?
Yeah,
I'm getting confused, but I got the bass player right. Okay, so were you out on the porch when they did that performance first before the indoor one?
No, I was standing on the inside, just like trying to heckle them.
They had a fireplace in the middle of like 150. It was like seemed like 100-150 people sitting down on a porch with magical lanterns all over top of it and a fireplace in the middle.
It was beautiful, and the ferns, like the growth that was there, was incredible. And you guys did a great job, like, you know, singing on that.
Oh, thanks. Good segue.
Ah, yes, and you from the Long War.
That's why we brought him.
Tell us about the name The Long War. Why? What are you struggling? What's going on?
Oh, man. I knew I was going to have the mic when that question
came. Ah-ha! On the spot, line two. Go ahead.
You know, it's funny. The story isn't that significant to me. I mean, I think it has a meaning for each of us. I know it means something for Chad. It means something for myself. It actually came from Neil. Neil kind of came up with it. And I think for us, actually, we like to... we're a group, you know, we share, we all have ideas and we support one another. There's no one, I don't know, everyone sort of has a part in this group
And I think that's what the name signifies, at least for me. To take away from like the meaning of the words, for me it just symbolizes how we can get together and sort of you know, share ideas and come together as a group. That's okay. How I see it. Is that okay?
Chad, I don't know, Chad. Do you think that's all right? Does he represent properly for your emotion of the name?
That was perfect. It was actually verbatim how he rehearsed it before we got in here.
Verbatim. Verbatim.
That was exactly as we planned.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. It does. I mean, Neil just kind of he kind of tossed the name in the room, and we all liked it.
What'd you think of my theme? How I themed the whole show around, you know, fighting the good fight because it's the long war.
Well, I think it's pertinent. I mean, in my existence, there's been a war every decade of my life, and that's just the kind of the atmosphere that we've grown up in. And I had a conversation with the guy the other day. He's like, you know, why do good if there's all this evil in the world? And I said, well, you got to do good, because if you didn't do good, there would be no good in the world. It would just be evil, right? So maybe that's it too. Not to get too deep, I guess, on a Friday night.
No, why not? Why not? Like, hey, the best time to plant seeds in the people's minds is when they're intoxicated. No, I'm just you know what? It's really weird. Oh, I know what's going on. We all switched mics, and I'm trying to get more volume out of the wrong mic. This is so screwy. I'm on three. You're on one. He's on two. Wow, we're all backwards. And here I'm going, I'm trying to keep myself low. Anyway, sorry about that. Anybody was listening? So go ahead. So did you guys, I know that you're, let's just make note of your internet presence. Do you guys want to say it, or shall I, because it's easier?
You can say it.
Okay, please. The Long War can be found online at presskit.to, like Toronto, or like GoTo. It's the new .com for this specific thing. Presskit.to/The Long War, blah, blah, blah. You can also find them on Facebook at The Long War Band. And they'll be at Lanalus with Cassidy Waring on February 19th.
That's right.
Is there a dress code or anything? Should anybody be worried about wearing duck feet to this or something?
Yep. Is there a dress code, Chris?
Big time.
You got to wear duck feet.
Yeah, you duck feet only, or else you're not invited in at all. Yeah.
I like it.
It's strict, too.
Strictly enforced.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You guys want to do another song before we... Any shout-outs to anybody before we... In case this is a long one.
Shots? Oh, shout-out to... Shout-out to Chad.
Shout-out! Shout-out, Chad!
Shout-out to Neil.
Shout-out to Neil.
Yeah. Wish you're here.
Oh, yeah, shout-outs to Neil because he couldn't make it in tonight.
Yeah.
We're praying, we're praying for your speedy recovery, Neil.
And also Chad, too.
Chad.
Shout out to Annie.
I'll give myself a shout out. Shout out to me.
Shout outs to Kiki and Cassidy. Woohoo! The girls in the building.
They were great.
Okay. Actually, I do believe Kiki's left. I haven't seen her around for a little while, but I'm so happy to see that was like a blast from the past. What song do you guys want to do next? Next from The Long War.
Oh, next one is a tune called Breathe In, Breathe Out.
In, breathe out.
It's just a reminder in case anyone forgets.
No, I actually have a responsibility to log these things.
Oh, I know.
If I was in one of those fancy radio stations, I wouldn't even have to type in the background. Man. The computer would just tell us everything.
Yeah. One day.
Yeah, yeah, it'll just like the implant. Ding! Go ahead. Sorry.
Say that your heart is filled up with stone, downing a bottle of wine.
alone in the dark, miles from your home, and you need another line. Breathe in, breathe out, leave it behind. Breathe in, breathe out, it's all in your mind. Leave it behind. Weight that you carry, too heavy and low, despite how hard you might try. You say that you're weary of all that you know, adding to all of your lies. Breathe in, breathe out, leave it behind. Breathe in, breathe out, it's all, it's all in your mind. Leave it behind. Never sleep endlessly loud. Awake, dream. And you're up all night, fighting your fears off till the morning. Breathe in, breathe out, leave it behind. Breathe in, breathe out, it's all in your mind.
Can you guys just share those microphones and say goodnight to everybody out in Radio Land? Any shout outs to family, friends, loved ones, anything?
Well, good night, everybody. Thanks so much for having us. Shout out to Chantel. She gets mad if I don't. Shout out to my cat Annie. She gets even angrier.
Best shout out. Ever.
Thank you. And shout out to Woodbox, obviously.
Shout outs, Woodbox Fields.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us, Jason, on the show. I appreciate it. If anyone can make it out, we're playing February 19th at Lanaloo's with Cassidy and Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau's going to be there.
Yeah. What? February 17th, it's 19th? 19th, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
super stoked on playing that show, too. And then, like, a big shout out to his cat.
What's the cast name again?
Let's go for it.
This is your new best friend,
Annie.
Annie the
she's
cat.
She's so good. Mm. I'm covered in her hair right now. She's like fell in love with me immediately.
Lots of love from Annie.
Yeah.
We'd also like to say a big shout out to Skyline Pictures, and Jorge Maldonado. I just wanted to say good night to everybody. Good night, Woodbox Films. Nice having you guys in here. So I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. First of all, thanks to the Maker. Thanks to our guest, The Long War, featuring Jarrett Lee, Carson Weber, Chad Gilmer, and the ever-present in heart, Neil Williamson, right?
That's him.
Kiki Cassidy wearing
Kirsten Tennert and Joanna Gaskell of Woodbox Films, Skyline Pictures, Jorge Maldonado, and thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Twitter as at Van Medicine Show, like that's at sign, @ Van Medicine Show. And on Facebook, Vancouver Medicine Show, on our website, themedicineshow.ca, blah, blah, blah. Coming up next is the late night show with DJ Rye.
Yeah, and I've got D&B Portals, so that's coming up. So,
ooh, how exciting. D&B Portals. What is that?
It's a podcast. They do their website for their live broadcast of drum and bass. So
I never knew. You know what I like about Lake Louise is how many times, I mean, what do I like about Long War is how many times they say the names of places that really brings you to that place. It gives you like this graphic image. We're driving to Vancouver. We're like hanging out in Toronto. And this is now the Lake Louise. I'm like seeing a trend here. So this is nice little memories. Since we didn't hear it, we're going to hear the Zula recording that you guys did with Woodbox Films. How about that? And have a great night. See you next week on The Medicine Show with more live music and laughter and healing energy. Bye!
Later.